least two people have been killed after a gunman claimed allegiance to ISIS and opened fire, taking hostages at a supermarket in southwest France today. The man's believed to be a Moroccan national, and he's demanding the release of the last surviving suspect in the 2015 terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people. And this is USA Radio News.
So you're interviewing a candidate, and he starts asking you questions. You're surprised. You're supposed to be the one leading the meeting. How does he know so much about the culture, the leadership, and where did he find out about the takeover? Don't panic. It's not you. This is what it feels like to interview a well-prepared candidate. He's read about your company on Indeed.com and has immersed himself in your culture. Or he may just be the world's most perfect interviewee. Either way, he's making your job easier. So enjoy it.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies, from both employers as well as past and present employees. You can research work-life balance, salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more, helping you to make informed decisions, all on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Just getting word of breaking news out of Wisconsin. There may have been a school shooting at a high school in Keel, Wisconsin. Reports are a huge police response has been seen in the vicinity of that school in Manitowoc County, not far from Sheboygan. Reporter Angelica Duria of Fox 6 in Milwaukee posting this to the station's website just minutes ago.
A reporter there saw officers going onto the school grounds with rifles drawn. Several other officers entering the main doors. Right now, entrances to that school are now blocked. There was a threat to that school earlier this week, so there was already going to be a large police presence at the school today.
Meanwhile, Channel 2 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, reports all schools in that vicinity have been closed and evacuated. Again, a possible school shooting at Keel High School in Wisconsin. We'll have more as it becomes available. And this is USA Radio News.
The Star-Spangled Fish car emblem from Patriot Depot is inspired by the Christian values that uphold our great nation. The emblem is a symbolic reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made to save us and the sacrifices made by all the brave patriots who have kept the USA free from tyranny and oppression. You can show your support for Jesus and country with one beautifully colored Star-Spangled Fish car emblem. Go to patriotdepot.com/fish emblem to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
The Louisiana governor is expressing some support for a bill that would shorten the window for women to get abortions in his state. Governor John Bel Edwards saying on his weekly radio show yesterday that he's, quote, inclined to sign such legislation banning abortions in Louisiana after 15 weeks of pregnancy. State law there currently prohibits abortions, in most cases, after 20 weeks. Rent prices across America rising at their fastest level in 21 months. That's according to a new survey by Zillow. Details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The survey found that the median rent rose 2.8% over the past year to $1,445 per month. The fastest rates occurred along the West Coast in Sacramento, Riverside, and Seattle. Sacramento saw the fastest rent rise with 8% last February for an average of $1,849 per month. Home purchases have also suffered due to high mortgage rates, leading to more people opting to rent instead of buying. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And recapping one of our developing stories, there may have been a school shooting in the Wisconsin community of Keel today. There's a large police presence at Keel High School. SWAT teams reportedly seen on the grounds. And we'll have more as it becomes available. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, counselors chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with increasing clouds, a high near 45, northwesterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 25, northwest winds around 8 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 44, northwest winds around 8 miles per hour again. And then Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 27. North winds around 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high near 43, and northeasterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low around 26 degrees, and the start of the work week for most people begins on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 44.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And we have a few things to go over today, some interesting information, I think, about consumers, clients, customers, even nonprofits need to address customer experience, need to address how we reach our clients, how we service them with a smile and with the appropriate demeanor, compassion, and of course resources, because you can be all happy and good and caring, but if you don't have the resources, then you have a problem, because then you can't help people. So we'll be talking about that today. Right after I talk about our wonderful fundraiser, the Clinton Town Crawl, that was on Tuesday evening, right before the storm. We lucked out. We had a wonderful evening going from venue to venue in Clinton, along with Mayor Janice Kovacs, and we had an incredible time at Baja Burrito and Company, which is on 22 Old Clinton Highway, and we had appetizers there, the most incredible quesadillas. They were absolutely delicious, and they've only been in business since, November. And it was really nice to introduce everybody to this new restaurant. And the owner, Stephanie, she's got a few restaurants around the area, including Alfresco's in Flemington. So she really is one of our prominent entrepreneurs, if you will, and contributes to our economy. So we really appreciate that she hosted the appetizers at Baja Burrito and Company. And we were absolutely thrilled to hear the presentation on Clinton from Mayor Janice and hear what's going on. And there's always something going on in Clinton. I mean, from Dickens Days to their new film festival, so many different incredible events. She was talking about the bookstore having prominent authors coming to Clinton. The stores in Clinton, I have to say, they really rally around making Clinton an experience that local people, travelers, anyone coming in just absolutely enjoy. There's nothing like going down the street and popping into this place or that place. There's always something new and exciting. Stores that bring a bit of nostalgia and stores that are cutting edge. There's a new cheese store there. Balak of Clinton, of course, has been there for years. I'm always amazed, truly, that even when businesses go out, there must be a waiting list because another one comes in and, you know, just as good as the last one. Great restaurants. We've done the town crawl before in Clinton. And Tuesday night, again, we had our dinner after having appetizers at Baja Burrito. We went on to the Clinton House and had our entree. Beautiful dinner, as always. Julie, our hostess there, always accommodating, always caring, always making sure that our event is absolutely wonderful. And our guests had a choice of three entrees there. And we had the honor of honoring our Hands Across 100 in Community Award if you will, Elaine Scarl. And we presented her with the award at the Clinton House during dinner. And it was just amazing. I mean, I have her bio. She is a volunteer at Helpline. I know her well. But when you read what she does as a volunteer in our community, it doesn't just stop at Helpline. She volunteers at the Open Cupboard in Clinton as well. She volunteers at the United Way. She volunteers at Immaculate Conception Church. And she's also the president of her condominium association. So really, it just, the list, I kept saying, goes on and on and on. It just sort of proves that, that adage, ask a busy person because they'll help you. But she is retired and she doesn't just stop at volunteering, 1 hour here, 1 hour there, even every week, a couple of hours. She has a full plate when it comes to volunteering and certainly is a example to the rest of us, for sure. Well, we had Elaine on last Friday, and you might want to look in the archives to listen to why she volunteers and how she started volunteering and how it's important to her and how she got involved in each of those different areas. Pretty funny, actually. She started with Helpline as a telephone reassurance person because she met somebody in the gym who also volunteers for us and has sort of become our Pied Piper when it comes to trying to get volunteers for Helpline. And he kind of tapped her on the shoulder and said, I volunteer for Helpline, and this is the most amazing thing you can do, their telephone reassurance program where you call people during your shift, see if they're okay, see if they need anything, see if they, have taken their medications or eaten a meal, all of that, or just a social chat. And she said, great, where do I sign up? So it's funny that, in just talking to people at your fitness center, that you learn about what's going on in your area and what the opportunities are to shop, to visit, to play, but also to volunteer. And that is just incredible that that's how we got her. And then she works on different projects for United Way. And one of her neighbors and good friends said, I volunteer at United Way. And they need people to do this, that, and what have you. And she said, oh, okay, that sounds right up my alley. So she did that. Here's a person who sees a need and says, gee, maybe I can accommodate it in some way and give a little bit of my time. Paying it forward, giving back, making a difference in the area. We'll be right back after this. Station identification break with our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. I'm Susan Lax. I am the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of Hands Across Hunterdon, this radio show. And we were talking about the town crawl that we had in Clinton on Tuesday night, honoring Elaine Scarl, volunteer extraordinaire, and just how many, I think she volunteers at five different places. Just absolutely amazing. The Hands Across Hunterdon Award is bestowed upon someone in the area in which we have the town crawl and who makes a difference by paying it forward, giving back, and really being a hand to those in need in Hunterdon, to the nonprofits who need volunteers, etc. And Elaine is just absolutely amazing. You can learn more about that on our Facebook page. We talked about that we went to Baja Burrito and Company for appetizers during our town crawl, which is a progressive dinner. Then we had entrees at the wonderful Clinton House, which is always fantastic. And that's where Elaine received her award. And then we went on to the Red Mill, very famous place, and certainly a gem of not just Clinton, but of Hunterdon County. And we were able to get a wonderful presentation by Paul. He's the executive director there, and learn about the Red Mill. So many interesting facts. One of the things that he said was the water wheel in the waterfall costs about $100,000 to repair, to update, etc. And that is just amazing to me. And of course, the Red Mill has so many wonderful, wonderful things to see, and they update it and constantly. It's never, as I said Tuesday night, if you haven't been there before, it's a real treat. if you have, you can come 150 times, and it will always be just absolutely fantastic. Always something new, always something to see, and just, again, really an incredible event on Tuesday night to have somebody like Paul Muir at the Red Mill, who gave this wonderful presentation, but also the Red Mill was hosting this. They were the site for coffee and dessert. And who provided the dessert? Choco Diem. If you haven't been to Choco Diem in Clinton, you are missing out. If you're a chocoholic and you haven't been to Choco Diem, like, you need to just stop what you're doing right now. Let's see, what time is it? Check and see if they're open and run on over. The most incredible, incredible chocolates. But what really grabbed me was they make macaroons, and they are incredible. Absolutely incredible. Something I've never had before. I've had other things called macaroons, nothing like this. Anyway, they had an incredible array. They had vegan mousse, chocolate vegan mousse. Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. The chocolates, the macaroons, everything was, oh, chocolate brownies to die for. Really, really good. So, oh my gosh, it was amazing. You have to go on Facebook, because I took pictures of the two tables of these incredible treats. And oh my gosh. And then Choco Diem really went out of their way. They left little doggy bags so that people could take some home as well, which was really, really wonderful. So it was an incredible town crawl, very well attended. And it was right before the storm on Wednesday, and we really appreciate people who had bought tickets and who came. We lucked out with the weather. It was just absolutely amazing that we could still go ahead and put it on. You know, when you plan these fundraisers, they're a lot of work. They're definitely a lot of work, and, you know, when you get the restaurants and so forth, and, you know, it does cost us a lot of money to put on. If you think of, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to cancel it, you know, I was in a little panic, just a little panic, right before, but then the weather just turned out perfectly, and everybody was able to get home safe and sound and gear up for the Wednesday snowstorm. So that was really wonderful. But the town crawls, I have so much fun. It's not like the annual dinners. It's just, I'm a foodie. So to be able to go to a town and experience the different fare for appetizers at one venue, dinner at the next, and finally dessert at the third, it's just so much fun. And you learn so much. And you learn so much about restaurants that maybe, you know, you didn't get a chance to go to before, or you've been to before and have an opportunity to go back. Just really a lot of fun to have the three different venues for the event. And we always try to have that last event as something cultural. So we've had dessert at art galleries. We've had dessert at museums. We've had dessert at the art museum in Clinton, when we had it in Clinton the last time. And so you really get to see not just the restaurants, you get to see the shops. We had a couple of people who strolled from one venue to the other on Tuesday. Not a lot, but, you know, we were watching that weather very closely. But still, even driving from place to place, you get the ambiance of the town and its uniqueness compared to another one. In attendance, this was fun. In attendance was Ann Meredith. She's executive director of the Flemington Community Partnership. And so And we've had the town crawl in Flemington, I think, two or three times. I have to go back and see. But it was nice. She got up and talked about different things coming up, including Huntington Helpline Salsa Night, which is July 21st. And that was kind of nice because we sort of brought Flemington into the mix. And it was interesting. She asked how many people were from Flemington, and only a few people raised their hands. So really, in Huntington County, we're very diverse, and we kind of stick to our own little places. So it was really kind of neat to see where everybody was from, and everybody was talking about it afterwards. By the time we left the Red Mill, people, you know, had come up to me and just was, they were thrilled with the evening. It was just really so much fun and informative, definitely, definitely informative. So we really appreciate the people who supported by buying tickets to it. We appreciate the venues, and certainly Mayor Janice Kovacs and Paul Muir, who kind of guided us through Clinton. That was really, really special. So big shout out to everybody involved. Absolutely everybody involved. And the next one that's coming up, just so you know, May 19th, we're having an art auction. We'll talk about that a little bit. As I said on Tuesday night, you know, we nonprofits, unfortunately, do have our hand out quite a bit. And do run on volunteers, and that's because our budgets are very small. Very few of us have big budgets, and our staffs usually are not paid the big bucks, so it's imperative that we constantly ask for your support. And I say that on one hand apologetically, and on the other hand without apology, because when I look across the board in Huntington Helpline, certainly it's our job to know what the other nonprofits are doing so we can refer to their programs and services. They do amazing work, absolutely amazing work, and they deserve to be supported. And I think that residents of our area can be proud that they supported nonprofits who are doing this very, very, very important work, usually on a shoestring, and usually successful because they've been supported monetarily and also with volunteers. So, that said, Huntington Helpline is your first call for help. 24/7, 365 days for 49 years. We are just amazed that we have been supported by the community for this long so that we can do that work. You call the helpline at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 or help. And you will get help with basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. The list goes on and on. And certainly over the last 3 weeks with the nor'easters and the snowstorms, we have been the voice of the county in terms of providing you information about the resources if you had power outages, if you needed to know what grocery stores were open, if you were snowed in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We probably, the first go-round, had about 200 calls from people who needed all sorts of information. And by calling us, they were able to leave the Office of Emergency Management to do their work, to do the emergency work. By calling us, they were able to let the police departments do what they needed to do for the emergency situations versus the non-emergency situations. So I know it's spring, but we've already proven that the weather may linger a bit from the winter. So if we should have another one, remember 908-782-HELP. That's 908-782-4357. We'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A late night in the U.S. Senate ends with the approval of a huge $1.3 trillion spending bill.
The yeas are 65, the nays are 32.
Lawmakers thinking when they passed it, they had averted a government shutdown tonight, and they left D.C. to start a two-week Easter break. But about an hour ago, President Trump said not so fast, tweeting that he is considering a veto of the bill, citing concerns over its failure to reach a plan for how to handle illegal immigrants brought here as children, and because it doesn't contain border wall funding. At least two people have been killed after a gunman claimed allegiance to ISIS and opened fire, taking hostages at a supermarket in southwest France today. The man's believed to be a Moroccan national, and he's demanding the release of the last surviving suspect in the 2015 terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with increasing clouds and a high near 45. Northwest winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy with a low around 25 and northwest winds around 8 miles per hour. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 44. Northwest winds, say that 10 times fast, around 8 miles per hour. And on Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers. Happy spring after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies, a low around 27, and north winds around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high near 43, and northeast winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. Monday, sunny skies for the start of the work week and a high of 44. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here on WHCR-DB, the voice of business brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help, 908-782-4357. And you can visit us on the internet at helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc.org. In addition to 24/7 help at our call center, where we give robust, holistic solutions, offering programs and services not just those of Hunterdon Helpline, but of the other nonprofits, government agencies, etc., in the area that could assist with you. We also have our own programs and services, and you can access them at that website, helplinehc.org, and they include programs for seniors to age in place. They include work connectivity to match Hunterdon County employers with Hunterdon County employees, literacy services for people whose first language is English, and for ESL adult learners. The list goes on. Visit us at helplinehc.org or give us a call at 908-782-4357. We are the voice of social services for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties when they close their door for the day on weekends and in snowstorms and other holidays. And we provide shelter for those in need of emergency shelter and also information for at-risk populations so that hopefully homelessness can, in fact, be prevented. 908-782-4357. Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. Well, so we talked about our wonderful fundraiser Tuesday night in Clinton, our town crawl. We're hoping to schedule a town crawl in Flemington in the fall. And our fundraising committee is working on that, so more about that, obviously, to come. Visit us on Facebook. You'll see all the pictures later today of the town crawl on Tuesday. We were very busy providing information about the storm from Wednesday and Thursday, so we did not put up anything else other than the resources that were available for those in need because of the weather. But now we can put up some fun stuff and make sure that you know all about us. And that's very, very important. So I started off the show when we first started airing talking about customer service, customer experience. What does that all mean? And what's the difference between customer service and customer experience? And I guess I started talking about that because I went to get my coffee this morning, and I'm not going to mention the business, but I wasn't very happy because the person gave me my food order first without a bag, without anything, and was upset with me that I said, could you please put that in a bag? And then, unfortunately, she threw it in a bag. And I said, well, would you mind putting in a napkin and a fork? So she got a little more angry. And then I got my coffee, and I asked for a stir. That wasn't good either. So she may have had, you know, gotten up on the wrong side of the bed, as my grandma used to say. Maybe it wasn't the best of days, etc. But I started thinking, because my husband Howard is sort of a guru of customer experience, and I started thinking, well, what would he say about this? But more importantly, how do we transition, since I run a nonprofit while he's running a business about customer experience, market research, all of that. Can I integrate that information that I hear every single day throughout? I mean, he's posting it on LinkedIn, and he's been published in trade magazines. He's asked to be in conferences, etc. What about the nonprofits? Do we offer customer experience, customer service? I know that one of the things Hunterdon Helpline always says in its literature, etc., is compassionate listening. And of course, what we're saying is you can call us 24/7 and we'll listen to you. We get calls of people who, you know, they just can't sleep and they are going through a divorce or they're fretting over a child or what have you. And so that's what compassionate listening is. And then we bolster that with making referrals. Well, that's all very good, but that might be customer service. What's customer experience? What kind of experience are we providing to the people that we serve every day? And they're consumers too. Is their experience a good one? Do they call and feel that they received good information from someone who wasn't judgmental, from someone who was, in fact, compassionate, from someone who seemed to know what they're talking about? And One of the articles that Howard has written is about how the negative experience over the expected service that you provide lasts almost forever. And that even if, say, in the case of a hotel, say you walk into the hotel room, the sheets haven't been done, they're dirty or what have you, or there aren't any cups. These are things that you generally take for granted. But when they're not done properly, that stays with you. And this is the interesting part, because he then goes on to say, if the hotel then gives you, say, a discount on your room, or gives you a coupon for your next visit, nobody really cares about that. I mean, they're happy to get it, you know, because it reduces their bill, but it doesn't erase the fact that those sheets were still dirty, or that cup hadn't been replaced, you know, or the little shower thing wasn't there on the sink, you know, the complimentary thing. And that's really interesting. It's the things that you expect, that you take for granted, when they go wrong, then you have a problem. So when somebody calls helpline and there's certain expectations, do we meet that expectation? Are we providing a good customer experience? And I think it's really important for nonprofits, because the people that we serve are usually battling a very important challenge. So there's an emotion attached to it. And they oftentimes are emotional. And so that customer experience coming from the person that works at the nonprofit is extremely important. Because it's not just that we're going to provide a program or service. It's how we provide that program or service. It's like the person who gave me my coffee this morning. I got my coffee. My coffee was delicious. I got the food that I ordered. The food was delicious. But the way she handed it to me with an attitude was not a good customer experience. And I felt like I shouldn't have asked her for what I thought were the basics, a bag for my food, that maybe I was not supposed to expect those things and not supposed to ask for them when they weren't given. So I really think that with nonprofits, when we have our consumers, our customers, our clients, whatever you want to call the person in need calling us, we have to be extra special careful, I think, about that customer experience, because they're upset to begin with. They want to know if they've got help so that their utility will not be shut down, that their electricity will stay on, particularly in the winter when it's cold outside. They want to know that they have a resource that will prevent them from becoming homeless. They want to know that they just lost their job, that there's a place that they can go where they can get another job. And the emotions attached to that, I mean, everybody's lost their job at one time or another in their lifetime. It's not a good feeling. Even if you quit your job, it's not a good feeling, because you obviously were not happy. But now you don't have a job. So there's emotional baggage that we bring to some of these scenarios. And when we call somebody up for help, not only do we expect the answer and the resource and the information, but we need it. We really need it to be a good experience, because we're already dealing with other emotions. We don't need to be angry. We don't want to add that to the pile of emotions that we're feeling. So I think that customer experience is really important for nonprofits. It's not just about, you called, you need, I'll give. It's how do we get that person in a good place? And I don't think you can get that person in a good place if you're not providing a good experience when you're trying to do that. When people interact, it should always be a good experience, right? When you're talking to your neighbor over the fence line, it should be a good experience, even if your neighbor is asking you to chop down a tree that you don't want to chop down. You want to get through your day knowing that you didn't have to have an argument, that every interaction is a good experience, but more so, I think, when people are asking for help. I think it's important that we have not just compassion and understanding, but acknowledgement of what that person is going through. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And we've been talking about customer experience from a nonprofit point of view. But again, you know, I think that businesses are talking about this all the time. I think it makes or breaks a customer, a new customer, an old customer. And from a nonprofit's point of view, you know, we can't just say, well, they need us and we have to... they have to come back to us and so forth. I think it's more important when somebody is in need that we provide a good customer experience. And and how we do that, and how do we train employees? Because I think that's another aspect of customer experience. Are our employees on board with that? Whether you're a nonprofit or a business, are our employees on board with making this an important part of their day? When they get off the phone, if they're at helpline, or when they're behind the counter at a deli, for instance, does the employee know that that customer experience piece is so important, and that that person should feel free to come back, and that person should want to come back? I think we really, in the nonprofit world, sort of feel like, well, you know, it's a social contract, like a business transaction. You're asking, and you give us the information, and then we go ahead and give you back the information. It has to have that human element attached, because I said, as I said before, we are talking about somebody who is going through certain emotions, is in need, wants those needs taken care of, so that they don't live in a house without electricity, or they don't lose their house, or they're able to get a job, or they need to fix their car in order to get to their job and not lose their job. The emotions that are attached to all those different scenarios require a caring and soft touch by the person who is trying to help them. It's not enough to have the resources. It's not enough to have a product. It's not enough to have a service. How you deliver that is so important. How we sit with our employees and talk about how they project as a representative of the company, the organization, the nonprofit is so important. And if you're in retail, if you're in the corporate world, just being on the phone and you have a good attitude, you're open, you're welcoming, you care about that person's experience, that person's going to continue to come back as a customer. With nonprofits, that person may come back as a customer anyway because they are still in the throes of an emergency need. But are we making it easier for them or more difficult if we don't provide a good customer experience? And that is really something that I hope at Helpline or the other nonprofits that we really understand, that we go the extra mile. I'm going to give a shout out as an example of good customer experience, and that is for Janine Gorman at the Flemington Area Food Pantry. We get calls more so than we ever did before from the Flemington Area Food Pantry because they understand that Helpline has the resources to share for pretty much any situation. And so a couple of scenarios have happened recently with clients of the food pantry. And one of them was a transportation need. They also called up yesterday for somebody who also, you know, had a difficulty. And they didn't have to do that. They don't have to call Helpline. It's not written in their contracts that they have to find resources for people other than food. They are the food pantry. Somebody comes, they get their food, and they go. They don't have to do the social work aspect of it. They don't have to say, you know what, you need this? Here, call this number. Or, you know what, I'm going to go the extra mile, and I'm going to call that number. And this has been happening with the food pantry, and since the first of the year, I think, maybe a little bit, the last 6 months probably. because I think that when someone comes under Janine's tutelage to the food pantry, the employees and the volunteers know that it doesn't just stop at giving somebody their groceries. That if they walk in with another need, that they should be treated not only with the respect of any client on any given day, but they should be spoken to, asked what's wrong, help to navigate the resources in the area to fix their problem. That person leaves with a really good customer experience. Okay? That person wants to come back. That person thinks that they're going not for social services or a handout or some of the negative associations we've all heard over the years. That person comes back saying, hey, this is a great place. These people care. If I have a question, it's going to be answered. If I have a need outside of groceries, it's going to be answered. They're going to point me in the right direction or get me the help that I need. And obviously, from a social service point of view, from the nonprofits that work in this arena all the time, that's the way we should roll. That's the way we should roll. If businesses are concerned about customer experience, we should be concerned as well. We should run our organizations so that people feel welcomed, people feel listened to, people feel the compassionate. We don't just say that, we do it. And they should walk out feeling that they can come back. Nonprofits aren't that different from other organizations. If we're in the people business, whether we're selling to people or whether we're giving to people, we should keep in mind the golden rule and treat people as we would like to be treated. So that's my message for today. Customer experience, regardless of what your field is, your industry is, what you do at work, make sure you have that sitting on your shoulder the next time you interact with another person. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next time. Coming up next is Home Sweet Home, and have a great weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Kiel, Wisconsin, where police thought they might have had a school shooting on their hands earlier this morning. But it turns out, according to the police chief in Kiel, it was only a report of shots fired made by a staffer inside the school before students had arrived.
Again, to reiterate, we have no confirmed information that there were actual shots fired. The staffer thought she heard shots fired.
The community was on edge because there had been a rumor earlier this week there would be a shooting at the school, but police deemed it a non-credible threat. Another breaking story out of southern France, where reports are a terrorist gunman who killed two people and took hostages in a supermarket there has been killed. The man reportedly pledged allegiance to ISIS before firing on officers and taking the hostages. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747.